is the legislative two legislative initiatives in the parliament. You said this afternoon that NGOs, the head of the delegation, said that NGOs have been consulted on various matters regarding child rights policies. Is there an impact analysis in this context? I'm asking, is there an impact analysis of the draft law on transparency of foreign influence that is pending for the second reading in the Georgian parliament regarding its effect on the civil society organizations working with and for children? Could you please also give us more information about the current initiative or proposal made in the parliament by the Georgian Dream Party to amend the constitution of Georgia and to adopt a new constitutional law on protection of family values and underage persons? Is there a kind of analysis or vision about its possible implications on children's rights and on your legislation on children's rights? My second question is about discrimination. Several reports tell us that racism and anti-migration populism had become alarming issues in Georgia. We have been informed about the growing aggression, violence, and xenophobia, especially against citizens of African and Asian countries. Also, we have been informed about the increase of incidences of oppression, violence, and discrimination of LGBTQ persons by homophobic and anti-gender groups, beatings, harassment and bullying, exclusion from education and health settings. Also, we discuss here today the human rights strategy of 2022, and it has been adopted, you said, by after a wide consultation, but it does not include references to the rights of LGBTQ persons and discrimination on the grounds of sexual orientation and gender identity. So question is, please let us know what measures should be taken or are planned to be taken to protect children that have been or may become affected by these acts of discrimination and violence based on sexual orientation and or gender identity. Thank you, Chair.
Thank you. Ms. Correa, do you have some? We've got until 18:04.
Bueno, ya yo había...
I had said that